Our first item of old business is conditional use number 2353, Sussex CSG2 LLC. Okay.
I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2353 for Sussex CSG2 LLC for a solar farm in an AR1 district based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Number one, the proposed facility is a public utility under the Sussex County Zoning Code, and it meets the purpose of a conditional use because it has a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Two, this is an adaptive use of farmland that will preserve it from more intensive development. The solar farm will be located on approximately 28.09 acres of a larger 54-acre tract. Three, the proposed facility promotes goal 7.3 of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which is encourages the use of renewable energy options such as solar farms. There was testimony that this solar farm will benefit residential, business, and multi-subscribers with lower power costs. Four, with the conditions imposed in this recommendations included landscape buffers, the proposed use will not have an adverse impact on the neighborhood. Five, the proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on area roads. There are no regular employees at the site, only periodically visits for inspections, maintenance, or repair of the solar panels. Six, the application has included a decommission plan in the record for when the solar farm is no longer in use. Seven, based on the record, there is no significant noise, glare, dust, or odor that will be generated from the facility. Eight, there will be a buffer of planted vegetation along the southern, southeastern, and southwestern sides of the site to screen the view of the solar farm from the nearby residential properties while allowing the solar arrays to function properly. Nine, a proposed use provides a renewable energy source, that is a benefit to the residents and businesses of Sussex County. 10, there was no opposition to this application. 11, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be for ground-mounted solar farm. No other types of electric generation shall be permitted on the site. B, the final site plans shall clearly show the limits of the conditional use area for this solar farm, as well as the remaining acreage that is not part of this conditional use. C, any lighting of the facility shall only consist of perimeter lighting needed for security purposes. All lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. D, one unlit sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. The sign shall identify the operator of the solar farm and shall provide contact information in case of emergency. E, the site shall be secured by fencing with a gate, with a Knox box or similar device to accommodate emergency access by the local fire company and other emergency responders. The fence line shall be shown on the final site plan. F, the location of all transformers or similar equipment or structures shall be shown on the final site plan. G, the entire site, including the area outside the fence, shall be maintained so that it does not become overgrown. H, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable Sussex state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated using the best management practices. L, there shall be a 25-foot wide buffer of planted vegetation along the southern, southeastern, and southwestern sides of the solar farm. These buffer areas shall be clearly shown on the final site plan. These buffers shall screen solar arrays while allowing solar arrays to function properly. The final site plan shall include a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design in the buffer area. Areas where the 25-foot buffer are required depth cannot be achieved shall be clearly shown on the landscape plan. J, the final site plan shall identify a decommissioning plan that includes a financial security to ensure the funds are available for decommissioning and removal of the solar farm in its entirety throughout the life of the conditional use. K, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion, Mr. Chairman.
I second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2353, Sussex CSG2 LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes based on the reasons and conditions in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Ms. Hoy Stevens?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Hopkins?
Abstain.
Okay. And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Our next item is conditional use.